在圣经里面记载，主耶稣被卖的那一夜有特别的吩咐。
In the Bible, it records that the night when Jesus was betrayed, he especially commanded his disciples.
主耶稣特别交代门徒要举行圣餐礼。
To hold Holy Communion.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。二十四节。
Verse 24.
主谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”这是主耶稣被卖的那一夜跟门徒所讲的话。
This is what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples the night when he was betrayed.
主耶稣说：“拿起饼来，祝谢了。”
Jesus took the bread and gave thanks.
告诉门徒：“这是我的身体。”
And he told the disciples, "This is my body."
你们要吃。
Which is for you, do this.
那么你要常常这样做，要纪念我。
You must do this often in remembrance of me.
所以圣餐礼第一个重点就是要纪念主耶稣的死。
So the first purpose of holding a Holy Communion is to remember the Lord's death.
主耶稣为我们死，这个已经差不多2000年之前的事了。
It was around 2000 years ago that the Lord Jesus died for us.
主耶稣为我们死的时候，我们大部分人，不是大部分的，应该全部都不在。
When Jesus died for us, none of us would have been born yet.
我们没有亲眼看到主耶稣为我们死。
And we have never seen Jesus die for us with our own eyes.
所以主耶稣很担心他的门徒，他相信他的人会很快就忘记这件事情。
So Jesus is worried that his disciples and all those who believe in him will quickly forget how he died for us.
因为人是很健忘的。
Because human beings are very forgetful.
如果是最近发生的事，会记得。
If it's something that happened recently, perhaps we will remember.
时间一久了，就会忘记。
But as time passes, we forget.
所以人才需要找很多的理由啊，来纪念很多不同的东西。
That's why human beings we create all sorts of excuses to remember different things.
有结婚的人要结婚纪念日啊，怕说每年都有记，想一想哦，那天我们怎么结婚的。
Those who are married, they will have anniversary every year to remember their wedding and their marriage.
国家也有国家的纪念日。
It's the same with a nation. They also have a national day.
就是我们去哪里玩呢，都要买一点纪念品。
And wherever we travel to, we will buy some souvenirs to remember the place.
你每一次看到那样东西，你要想起啊，我去过那个地方。
Every time you see the souvenir, you will remember that you have been to that place.
主耶稣本来是神。
Jesus was God.
但是他为了爱我们，为了拯救我们。
Because he loved us and he wanted to save us.
成为人的样子来到世上。
He took flesh and a human image and he came into this world.
传福音救人的灵魂。
He preached the gospel and saved souls.
最后还有我们钉在十字架的上面。
In the end, he was crucified for us.
让我们可以得蒙赦免。
So that we can receive redemption.
有永远灵魂的救恩。
And so that our soul can be saved eternally.
所以这件事情呢，主耶稣不要我们把它忘记。
So Jesus doesn't want us to forget this.
所以每一次领圣餐，就是要想念主耶稣为我们死。
So every time when we partake in the Holy Communion, it is to remember how Jesus died for us.
今天我们平常生活非常的忙碌。
Today in our daily life, we are all very busy.
从早忙到晚。
From morning break to very late in the evening.
又有事业，又有家庭。
We have our career and our family.
平常啊，怎么会想到主耶稣为我们死呢？
We don't usually remember how the Lord died for us.
但是每一次领圣餐就提醒我们这个道理。
But every time when we come to partake in the Holy Communion, it reminds us of this.
有时候我们灵性软弱。
Sometimes when we are weak in our faith.
遇到打击。
Or we've encountered difficulties.
不想在信仰的道路上走下去了。
And we no longer want to continue on this spiritual journey.
我们慢慢的忘记主耶稣是怎么替我们死的。
And gradually we forget how the Lord Jesus died for us.
透过领圣餐。
But through partaking in the Holy Communion.
我们再次要想起主耶稣为我们死。
Again, we must remember how the Lord Jesus died for us.
所以主耶稣要透过这个圣餐来加添我们的力量。
So through this Holy Communion, Jesus wants to give us more strength.
主耶稣把他的生命都给我们。
Jesus gave us his life.
就是要我们纪念他。
It is so that we can remember him.
所以如果我们故意不纪念主的死。
So if we intentionally don't remember the Lord's death,
故意不领圣餐,
and intentionally we don't partake in the Holy Communion,
领圣餐那一节跑走了,
and we don't come to attend this Holy Communion when we know that there is one,
主耶稣会很伤心,
Jesus will be very sad.
那我们要纪念主的事,
and since we have to remember the Lord's death,
我们要重新来回想主耶稣为我们死的那一天到底他经历了什么。
We have to look back and reflect on what the Lord Jesus went through the day when he died.
我们看马太福音27章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章第一节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 1. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death.
第二节。
Verse 2, they bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor.
这个说到了早晨啊，就是说之前那个晚上，主耶稣的苦难已经开始了。
Here it says early in the morning, which implies that Jesus' suffering already begun the night before.
主耶稣整个晚上都被抓到那个公会，犹太人的公会面前受审判。
Jesus was brought to, before the Sanhedrin to be judged throughout the entire night.
公会 synagogue 就是犹太人的一个审判的一个地方。
Synagogue is a place.
Sanhedrin 对不起。
Sanhedrin was a place where Jewish judge.
啊，里面呢有很多犹太人的宗教的领袖可以来审判有关于犹太人的法律的事情。
There were a lot of Jewish religious leaders there, and they could judge matters that relate to their religion.
但是犹太人很讨厌主耶稣。
And the Jews really hated Jesus.
主耶稣没有做坏事，主耶稣都是医病赶鬼，救人灵魂。
Jesus didn't do any wrongs. He healed the sick and he saved souls.
但是因为嫉妒的关系，犹太人很讨厌主耶稣。
But out of jealousy, the Jews hated Jesus.
抓了机会把耶稣带到公会里面。
So they captured Jesus and brought him before the Sanhedrin.
整个晚上审问他。
And throughout the whole night, they questioned him.
我们知道人累的时候啊，是需要睡觉。
We know that when a human being is tired, we need sleep.
如果你累的时候不给你睡觉。
If you can't sleep when you are already very tired,
拼命的整个晚上来审问你。
And someone kept questioning you throughout the whole night.
这个就是虐待的一种。
This is a type of torture.
现在有一些集权的国家要审判啊，审问人都是用这种方法，不给你睡觉。
Today, even today, in some countries, they still use this kind of investigation, which is to let you go without sleep.
用墙灯打着你。
They will use a very bright light to shine on you.
你几天下来你就疯掉了。
After a few days, you will go crazy.
所以主耶稣整个晚上都被审问，没有睡觉。
So throughout the whole night, Jesus was questioned and he did not sleep at all.
因为公会不可以定人家的死罪了。
Because the Sanhedrin cannot sentence someone to death.
所以他们又把主耶稣啊借到那个比拉多那边。
So they sent Jesus to Pilate.
那比拉多就是罗马人安排来管制巴勒斯坦地的一个官。
Because Pilate was the governor appointed by the Roman Empire.
他有权可以判人家死刑。
So he had the power to hand down the death sentence.
所以主耶稣又被带到那一边去了。
So Jesus was brought to him.
又在巡抚比拉多前面呢受了审判。
And before the governor Pilate, he was again questioned and judged.
比拉多左审右审，问来问去都问不到主耶稣有什么犯罪。
And no matter how much Pilate questioned Jesus, he couldn't find any fault in him.
啊，我们看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
二十七章十八节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 18.For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him.
19节。
Verse 19. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message. Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.
巡抚啊，就是比拉多啊，他原来知道耶稣根本没有犯罪。
The governor, Pilate, knew very clearly that Jesus did not commit any crime.
犹太人想要杀他是因为嫉妒他。
And that the Jews wanted to kill him out of jealousy.
其实比拉多啊，本来想把耶稣放走了。
In fact, Pilate really wanted to release Jesus.
但是那犹太人呢，拼命抓住不放。
But the Jews would not let go of this.
拼命叫比拉多一定要把他钉死，一定要把他钉死。
They kept urging Pilate to crucify him.
在这个时候啊，比拉多的太太啊，派人来传一个口信。
At that time, the wife of Pilate sent a message to him.
他说啊，这个是义人呢、啊，你一点都不可以下手管这个事。
He said that this is an innocent man, so don't have anything to do with this.
大概是昨天晚上啊，比拉多太太啊做了梦。
And perhaps the night before, the wife of Pilate had a dream.
告诉这个比拉多的太太。
And in the dream, someone told her
耶稣是义人,
that Jesus was innocent.
所以警告他的先生,应该不要乱来。
So this is a warning to her husband.
但是比拉多呢,还是因为别人的压力,他都低头了。
But Pilate actually succumbed under pressure.
没有办法, 他怕人,
because he was afraid of people more than he was God.
我相信比拉多啊,
I believe that Pilate must have regretted over this.
比拉多啊,
in hell, when he is suffering, he must regret over this.
为什么当天我把一个义人钉死了?
Why did I crucify an innocent man that day?
好了，那么比拉多就没有办法了，就让给耶稣。
So eventually, Pilate allowed the Jews to crucify Jesus.
因为犹太人说不要放他，不要放他。
Because the Jews kept shouting, "Do not release him."
宁可你放给我们一个强盗，我们都不要耶稣。
I rather you release to us the robber, and we don't want you to release Jesus.
没有办法了。So
there was nothing Pilate could do.
我们看24节。Let's
read verse 24. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility.
25节.
25. All the people answered, let his blood be on us and on our children.
比拉多看到没有办法了，就拿一盆水在众人面前洗手。
So Pilate thought that he was getting nowhere, so he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
他说,留这个义人的血的罪啊,不在我身上,在你们身上啊。
And he said, I'm innocent of this man's blood, it is your responsibility.
所以审判主耶稣的这个官已经证明,亲口说了,他是义人。
So the man who judged Jesus already said himself that Jesus was innocent.
他被钉不是因为他犯罪。
He was crucified not because he committed a crime.
所以这个证明主耶稣是没有罪的。
So this proved that Jesus did not do any crime.
犹太人一定要把他杀死。
But the Jews was determined to put him to death.
他们竟然说啊, 没问题, 他的血归在我们, 还有我们的子孙身上吗?
They even said, it's okay, let his blood be on us and on our children.
讲了这句话不得了。
This is a very serious statement they made.
应验在以色列人的历史上面了。
Because this was fulfilled in Israel.
犹太人是很聪明的民族。
The Israelites is a very smart group of people.
去到哪里啊, 做生意都很成功。
No matter where they go, they succeed in their businesses.
啊, 也出了很多伟人, 还有科学家啊, 大哲学家, 什么都有。
And a lot of famous scientists and also famous people from different fields
但是,
are is
但是犹太人呢, 也是最苦难最多的民族。
But the Jews are also a group of people that have suffered a lot throughout history.
从古到今,到现在都还没有停止。
From ancient time to today, they kept suffering.
啊,敌人很多。
They have a lot of enemies.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
他们自己要的。
Because they asked for it.
留这个人的血的罪怪在我们跟我们的子孙身上。
They said that let his blood be on us and on our children.
所以26节。
Verse 26.
比拉多就说了,就释放了巴拉巴这那个强盗。
Then Pilate released Barabbas, which is the robber.
啊, 就把耶稣交给那些人啊,
and he handed Jesus over to the Jews for them to flog him.
啊, 这个是主耶稣为我们受的第二个苦。
This is the second suffering that Jesus went through for us.
主耶稣被鞭打。
He was flogged.
这个鞭打是很厉害的。
This flog is no joke.
啊, 他先把主耶稣绑在木条上面。
They first tied Jesus to a wooden pole.
把主耶稣的外衣啊脱去。
And they took his outer clothes.
然后钉钉了，就用罗马特制的这个皮鞭来鞭打、抽打主耶稣的背。And
the soldier would use a special kind of whip to whip him.
我们知道一个力量啊，如果把它转化成为皮鞭的力量，鞭到那个背上啊，是非常痛。
We know that if somebody uses their strength and whip another person, the impact can cause a lot of pain.
但是更厉害的是那个皮鞭的末端呢，有这个金属。
But what's even more painful is that at the end of the whip, they install some metals.
每打下去一抽，那个力量啊，就把主耶稣的皮啊，背部了就剥开了。
So when they flogged Jesus and took back the whip, the metal would break Jesus' back.
所以按照文献的记载，很多犯人呢不用钉十字架了，打的时候就可以打死了。
So from the records of history, it says that a lot of the people they couldn't wait until they are crucified. They died during the stage of being flogged.
所以说，那个身体不是很强壮的人给这样打。
Jesus wasn't a strong man. He was flogged this way.
这个时候啊，他的整个背已经充满了血。
And at this time, we can imagine that his whole back is full of blood.
但是这个时候呢，那是兵丁还玩不够。
But the soldiers were not done yet.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
巡抚的兵啊，就把耶稣带到营门里面，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。这个就是要细看了。
So they took Jesus into the Praetorium, which is to make a show out of him.
打完还不够，还要给他演戏。
It wasn't enough that they flogged him; they wanted to humiliate him.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
脱了耶稣的衣服。
They stripped him.
给他穿上一件朱红色的袍子。
And put a scarlet robe on him.
哇，为什么要这样玩他？
Why did they do this?
因为主耶稣的罪名就是他要当犹太人的王。
Because the offense that they put on Jesus was that he wanted to be the king of Jews.
所以说没有错啊，他真的是犹太人的王。
But it was true that Jesus was the king of Jews.
全世界的王。
He was the king of the world.
但是不是俗世的那种权力的王啊。
But this kingdom is not a worldly kingdom.
是属灵的王国。
It's a spiritual one.
但是那些兵丁就玩他，就戏弄他。
But those soldiers mocked him.
穿着红色的衣服。
They put a scarlet robe on him.
好像一个黄袍一样。
It's like a royal robe.
然后呢，二十九节用荆棘编作冠冕。
Verse 29, it says, then they twisted together a crown of thorns.
小时候我读这一个都觉得说荆棘冠冕，看过图片啊，没有看过真实的东西啊。
When I was reading this verse when I was young, I would think that.Yes, I've seen a picture of a crown of thorns, but I've never seen it in real life.
什么叫荆棘的冠冕呢？
What does it mean? What is a crown of thorns?
最近我在网上啊，看到那个基督教书店在卖这个东西。
Recently, from the internet, I saw a Christian store selling this.
它是一个叫荆棘的冠冕。
It's a crown of thorns.
它用一个紫色的布包住了。
There's a purple wrap around it.
他说这个是从巴勒斯坦地啊。出口的是真正巴勒斯坦的这个荆棘做的冠冕。
They told me that this is imported from Palestine and it is made with true thorns.
那个巴勒斯坦这个荆棘，因为巴勒斯坦地很干燥啊，所以荆棘啊很喜欢那种干的环境，所以荆棘长得特别粗啊，还有长，那个钉子非常长。你看这个啊，很尖。
And Palestine is a very dry place, and thorns grow more in dry place, and that's why the thorns in Palestine had a very sharp and long thorns.
那我打开这个包裹的时候啊，它过来，我想说为什么用这块布这样给它包住啊？
So when they delivered this to me, they used a purple wrap to wrap around this crown, and I was wondering why.
我开始说以为这个是好看而已啊，其实不是，因为你没有这个包住啊，你会刺到你的手。
At first, I thought the wrap was just so that it looks pretty, but then eventually I realized that without the wrap, I will actually hurt my hand.
特别的布啊，再放到盒子里面。
It's a special kind of wrap, and they put this in a box.
因为他们说耶稣你当王嘛，好了，给你当。
So the soldiers said to Jesus that you wanted to be the king of Jews. Okay, we will grant you your wish.
就用荆棘来圈了一个冠冕。
So they used thorns to make a crown.
当然，这个不是主耶稣当时那个冠冕啊。
Of course, the crown that you see right now is not the crown that was put on Jesus' head.
我拿着这个东西的时候，我在想。
But when I'm holding this, I think.
如果有人呢、把这个东西很大力的压在我头上啊，戴上这个东西，我感觉会怎么样
？If somebody pressed this very hard against the top of my head, what would I feel?
这个是很尖的东西、
This is very sharp.
主耶稣呢，为了我们戴上那个荆棘的冠冕。
But for us, Jesus wear this crown of thorns.
对，等一下聚会啊，你要来摸一下了，可以欢迎。
Later after service, if you would like to come and touch this crown of thorns, you are welcome to do so.
看了这个东西，我很感动。
When I saw this, after I saw this, I'm very greatly moved.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
他们还没有玩够啊。
The soldiers, again, they were not done yet.
拿了一根苇子啊。
They took a staff.
放在他的手上，说啊，你是这个是权杖，你拿着吧。
And they put the staff into his right hand.
跪在他面前，恭喜啊，犹太人的王啊。
And they kneel in front of him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews."
二三十节，又吐口水在他脸上。
And then in verse 30, it says they spit on him.
我们有没有被人吐过口水？
Have we been spit on before?
如果人家在你面前吐口水在地上，已经都很不尊重你了。
Even if someone spit in front of you, but they spit on the ground, it is already a sign of disrespect.
不要说吐到你的脸上。
Let alone spitting on your face.
所以说一句话都没有讲。
But Jesus didn't even say one word.
又拿那个一根苇子啊，来打主耶稣的头。
And they took the staff and struck him on the head.
玩够了。
After this,
就给他脱了袍子，要穿上自己的衣服。
They took off the robe and put his own clothes on him.
就是为什么要忍受这些羞辱啊？
How come Jesus had to go through all these humiliations?
整个晚上没有睡觉。
Throughout the whole night, he didn't sleep.
被打得乱七八糟。
He was flogged.
头在流血。
And his head was bleeding.
连头也被人家打。
And the soldiers struck his head.
你整个脸上都是冰钉的，臭的口水。
And his face is covered with the spit of the soldiers.
主耶稣为什么要这样做？
Why did Jesus endure this?
就是为了你跟我。
It is for you and I.
再来，我们看33节。
Let's read verse 33.
到了一个地方名叫各个他，意思就是驻留地。
They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull.
这个是行刑的地方啊，行那个死刑的一个地方。
This is a place of execution.
为什么叫哥哥他呢？
Why is it called Golgotha?
哥哥他就是翻过来啊，就是骨楼、竹楼地，就是很多骷髅头、很多死人的骨头在那边呢。
It means the place of skulls, which means that it contains a lot of skulls of the dead people.
是一个死人的地方。
It is a place of the dead.
是一个被咒诅的地方。
It's a place that is cursed.
是一个大家都不想去的地方。
It is a place that no one wants to go.
但主耶稣甘愿被我们为了我们被带去那个地方。
But for us, Jesus was willing to be brought to this place.
这个时候的主耶稣啊，准备要被钉十字架。
At this time, Jesus was prepared to be crucified.
啊，在我们看那个第三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
啊，兵丁拿了苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。这句话告诉我们一点重要。
This verse it tells us one very important point.
有一个兵丁好心啊，想说。这个十字架的苦刑啊，是没有东西可以形容的苦。
Some of the soldiers, they thought that crucifixion is so painful that nobody can take it.
按照文献的记载，你被钉在上面了，有一些人要几天才死得掉。
From the records, some people when they are crucified, it takes them a few days to die.
知道死刑越死得慢越痛苦。
We know that the slower the death, the more painful it is.
那罗马人很残忍，发明了这种十字架的苦刑。
But back then, the Romans were really cruel. They invented this kind of death punishment.
让你可以挂在上面几天都不死。
So that you'll be hanged there for a few days and not be able to die.
所以啊，兵丁拿那些麻醉药啊，这是苦胆调和的酒，给耶稣喝。
So the soldiers took some wine mixed with gall for Jesus to drink.
希望他喝了之后就麻醉了一点啊，比较没有感觉。
Hopefully, after he tasted it, he can become a little bit numb so that he won't feel so much pain.
所以说一尝知道就是麻醉药。
But when Jesus drank it and he realized that this is gonna make him numb.
为什么主耶稣不喝？
And he refused to drink it.
因为主耶稣要整个过程当中他要清醒的。
Because throughout the process, Jesus wanted to stay sober.
他有话要讲。
Because he had things to say.
还有他甘愿为我们承受这些苦。
And also, he was willing to take up all the pains for us.
他不会喝那个东西来逃避的。
He doesn't want to drink this to avoid his pain.
有人说主耶稣可以什么都做啊，按照自己说，好，我现在神经系统不感觉了，我都没有痛了。
Some people say that Jesus could have done anything. He could have commanded his nervous system to shut down so that he wouldn't feel any pain.
主耶稣一点都没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do any of it.
他连这个苦胆酒、这个麻醉药都不喝。
He wouldn't even drink this wine mixed with gall.
今天你开刀，敢不敢不打麻药？
Today, when you are going through an operation, will you refuse to receive?
如果医生告诉你，我帮你开刀，不给你麻药，你敢不敢？
Some drugs, if the doctor said that I'll do it without prescribing drugs to you, would you be able to go through with the operation? No, you'll be too afraid to do it.
主耶稣没有麻药，钉十字架。
But Jesus was crucified without taking any drugs.
35节，他们即将他钉在十字架上。
Verse 35, they crucified him on the cross.
这句话读起来很简单。
This seems like a short, simple sentence. 但是
主耶稣为我们承了多少苦啊。
But how much pain Jesus has suffered for us.
每一根钉子都五六寸长。
Every nail that was nailed into him is around 5 to 6 inches long.
钉穿了主耶稣的手跟脚，挂在他的十字架上
面。They pierced through the hands and legs of Jesus to hang him on the cross.
每一次强盗用锤打下去。
Every time the soldiers hammered on the nail.
主耶稣的痛，就是肉里的痛，直打他的心脏，直打他的头脑。
The pain went straight to his heart.
活生生的人被这样钉上去。
This is how a live person was hanged on the cross.
多痛苦啊！
How painful it would have been.
那耶稣都忍住，一句话都没有讲。
But Jesus endured it, and he did not utter one complaint.
谁应该本来在十字架上面呢？
Who should have been on that cross?
是不是你跟我吗？
Wasn't it you and I?
但是主耶稣替我们承受了这个苦。
But Jesus took up this pain for us.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
他们既将他钉在十字架上面，就拈阄了，分他的衣服。三十六节。
Verse 36.
又坐在那里看守他。三十七节。
37.
在他头上按着一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。你看兵丁在做什么
？Let's see what the soldiers were doing.
兵丁戏弄他了，打他了，钉他之后，在下面分他的衣服。
They mocked him and they crucified him. They also flogged him before and after they crucified him, they divided up his clothes.
都没有良心。
These people had no conscience.
主耶稣没有什么财产。
Jesus had no possessions.
活着的时候过一个穷人的生活。
While he lived a life of a poor person.
连枕头的地方都没有。
He said that he didn't have a pillow to rest his head.
没有自己的房子，没有自己的车子，没有自己的家。
He didn't have his own house or his home or car.
他全身最值钱的就是他那一件外衣。
The most valuable possession he had was his clothes.
白天当外套穿，晚上当棉被盖。
In the morning, it served as a jacket to keep him warm. In the night, it serves as a bed sheet, a cover.
那些兵丁就看上他的这套衣服。
And the soldiers had their eyes on this clothes.
几个兵丁啊，衣服只有一套啊，谁要？好了，抽签了，看谁抽到就谁要。
There's only one piece of clothes, but there were different soldiers, so they cast lots to decide who gets it.
这个对主耶稣的苦难一点都不有感觉。
They had no feeling or shame with respect to the pain they inflicted on Jesus.
有时候如果我们不小心会这样。
Sometimes if we're not careful, we will do the same thing.
我们为了很小的事情啊来分心呢。
We are distracted by one little thing.
有时候教会的一点点软弱，我们就灰心了。
Sometimes if we encounter just a small difficulty and then we lose heart.
小小的争执啊，就软弱了。
One small argument within the church will cause us to become weak.
忘记了主耶稣在十字架上面为我们流血。
And we forget that Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us.
哇，所以主耶稣，我想下面的人还在笑主耶稣。
So when Jesus was crucified, the soldiers were laughing at him down there.
下面的犹太人也笑耶稣。
And the Jews down there also mocked him.
旁边的两个强盗也在笑主耶稣。
And the robbers that was crucified with him, they also heard insults at him.
所以这是主耶稣在十字架上面为我们受肉体还有心灵的苦。
So this is the physical and emotional pain that Jesus endured for us on the cross.
整个过程啊，几个小时啊，主耶稣一句话都没有讲，一个 complaint 都没有。
But throughout the whole process, for so many hours that have passed, Jesus didn't utter one single word of complaint.
但是另外一种苦呢，主耶稣忍不住了。
But there is another type of pain that Jesus couldn't bear.
我们看第四十五节。
Let's read verse 45.
从五正到伸出，遍地都黑暗了。四十六节。
46.
又在伸出，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”所以说，从一大早清早就被拿去钉十字架了。
From early in the morning, they took Jesus to be crucified.
那么从午正呢，就是中午的时候，正午的时候。
And from the sixth hour,
到第九个小时，就是下午三点的时候。
Until the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m.
这个时候呢，有三个小时，所以说在十字架上面已经很久了。
During the period of 3 hours, and Jesus had been crucified on the cross for quite a while now.
但是这三个小时呢是很特别的。
And this 3 hours is a special time.
圣经记载呀，遍地都黑暗了。
The Bible records that darkness came over all the land.
日头都不放光。
And the sun no longer gave out light.
这是一个很难解释的一个大自然的现象。
This is a phenomenon that's very hard to explain.
很有可能是日食，我们不知道。
Perhaps it's an eclipse, but we don't know this for sure.
像今年初啊，在亚洲很多地方都看到日全食。哇，正午的时候，整个环境都变成天黑。
In early this year in Asia, we see that a lot of places had eclipse during the daytime, and so during the daytime, it's full of darkness.
晚上有黑暗很正常，但是白天从中午到三点，黑暗就是很不寻常的事情。
It's very usual to have darkness during the evening, but during daytime, from noontime to 3 p.m., if the whole world is dark, then it's not a usual thing.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
就是神掩面了，他不看了。
This tells us that God has turned his face from it, and he doesn't want to look at it.
到了下午三点的时候，主耶稣大叫了，大声喊了出来。
So around the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这个是属灵的苦。
This is a spiritual pain.
因为在这三个小时当中啊，很明显，神离弃了主耶稣了。
Because obviously during these 3 hours, God had turned his back on Jesus.
没有错，主耶稣来到世上的时候，他以神的儿子的身份。
It's true that Jesus came into this world as the Son of God.
但是他也有人的身份。
But he also has this status as a human being.
他讲话的时候，有时是从神的身份来讲，有时是从人的身份来讲。
So when he spoke, sometimes he spoke as the Son of God, sometimes he spoke as a human being.
那么他被挂在十字架上面呢，是以人的身份。
When he was hanged up on the cross, he was hanged as a human.
但是他在钉十字架的时候呢，代替了全人类的痛苦，代替了全人类的罪。
But while he was crucified, he took up all the pains and sins and infirmities of humankind.
包括你跟我的罪都在他的身上。
Including the sins of you, yours and mine.
所以神在那个时候弃绝他。
So at that time, God forsake him.
所以他不能叫我的父，我的父，因为罪人了。所以他叫我的神，我的神，你为什么弃绝我？
So he could no longer call out, my father, because he took up the sins. So he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
有时候我们说，到底什么是最大的苦难？
Sometimes we ask, what is the greatest suffering?
是不是生病啦，痛苦啦？
Is it illness? Is it physical pain?
那些人都可以忍受。
All these are endurable.
真的，你看有些人呢，生病在床上啊，他还可以忍住。
Truly, sometimes you see some people who are lying on bed because of illness, but they can endure it.
主耶稣没有麻药，钉在十字架上面六个小时都可以忍住。
Jesus was crucified without any kind of drugs, but he could endure this.
但是在几个小时，灵里面神丢弃他了，不要他了。
But in the past 3 hours, spiritually, God turned his back on him.
他受不住了。
And he couldn't take this.
神啊，你为什么离弃我？
And he asked, my God, why have you forsaken me?
意思说，我做错了什么啊？
Which means, what wrong have I done?
他没有做错啊，他是义人啊。
He didn't do anything wrong. He was innocent and righteous.
是为了你跟我。
But he did this because of you and I.
最大的苦就是被神弃绝。
The greatest suffering is to be forsaken by God.
我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦。
Let's turn to Thessalonica.
后书。帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Second Thessalonians.
第八节。第八节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣基督的人。第九节。
Verse 9.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这个就是所谓的永刑的恐怖。
Here it describes the eternal punishment.
今天人我们活在地球上，是很难想象什么叫地狱，什么叫做永刑，都没有办法想象的。
Today, as we live on this earth, it's very hard for us to imagine what is eternal punishment, what is hell.
因为这是灵界的事情，你肉体没有办法去形容。
Because this is what's in the spiritual realm, you can't really describe it in material terms.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
什么叫做永远的刑罚？
What is eternal punishment?
就是永远离开神的面。
It is to be departed from the face of the Lord forever.
神不理你了。
The Lord Jesus will no longer look after you.
永远在黑暗当中。
Eternally, you will be in darkness.
我们有没有想象，如果一辈子我们都活在黑暗当中，会是怎么样的？
Can we imagine what it would be like if we spend the rest of our life in darkness?
从你出生那一天到你死那一天，都在关在一个黑暗的房子里面，你会怎么样？
What it would be like if from the day when we are born to the day of our death, we've been kept in a dark place.
从来没有看到光，从来没有感觉爱。
We have never seen light. We have never felt love.
我看这样活着没有什么意思吗？
I think this kind of life is meaningless.
但是如果是永刑的话，灵魂是不会死的。
And in eternal punishment, your soul will not die.
所以那几个小时，神离弃了主耶稣了。
So for those few hours, God has turned his back on Jesus.
大声叫，你为什么离弃我？你为什么离弃我？
So Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是主耶稣在实际讲的第二句话。
So this is the second sentence that Jesus said on the cross.
那么对我们来说有什么的教训？
And what teachings can we learn from this?
我们要确保我们自己不要被神弃绝。
We have to make sure that we will not be forsaken by God.
被神弃绝是很恐怖的。
It's a very dreadful thing to be forsaken by God.
不是开玩笑的。
It's not a joke.
有一个弟兄他晚上做一个梦。
There was a brother who had a dream.
他梦见了，他不小心去犯奸淫了。
In his dream, he dreamed that he committed adultery.
不晓得为什么做这种梦，可能他最近呢有一种不好的想法念头啊。
I'm not sure why he had this kind of dream. Perhaps he had some that kind of thoughts.
他在梦里面，
recently.
他在梦里面就很害怕了。
And in his dream, he was very afraid.
我犯了奸淫，我怎么办？我死了。
Oh, I have committed adultery. What should I do?
我永远不能够得救了。
I'm bound to die, and I will never be saved.
我以后下地狱了。
And in the end, I will go to hell.
哎呀，怎么办？绝望啊。
What should I do? And he became hopeless.
醒过来，哎呀，还好，昨天是做梦而已。
After he woke up, he realized it's just a dream.
我还有机会。
So he had another chance.
提醒他自己。
So he reminded himself.
我们有个 Vuti 传道啊。
We have a preacher. His name is Vuti.
他传福音给他爸爸。
He preached to his father.
他爸爸说不用了，我早就有信主了，我早就有洗礼了。
His father said that you don't need to spread the gospel to me. I was already baptized.
他觉得他死了一定会得救的。
And he thought that after he died, he would surely be saved.
啊，但是呢，有一天晚上，这个爸爸做梦了。
But one evening, his father had a dream.
那魔鬼来抢他的灵魂。
That Satan wants to capture his soul.
哇，有个很大的黑暗。
And it was pitch dark.
哇，他很害怕。
And he was so afraid.
还好，感谢神，神给他机会再悔改。
So thank God that God gave him a chance to repent.
这为什么啊？很多人呢死之前都很害怕。
So why is it that many people become very scared just before they die?
尤其是没有信主的人，死之前都很害怕的。
Especially those who have not believed in the Lord, before they die, they become very scared.
很怕黑暗。
They're afraid of the dark.
很怕鬼。
They're afraid of ghosts.
为什么？
Why?
因为其实灵里面呢都有征战。
Because there are battles in the spiritual realm.
所以主耶稣大声说：“神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？”
So Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
今天我们要确保神不要离弃我们。
Today we have to make sure that God does not forsake us.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
你不离弃神，神绝不离弃你。
If you don't forsake God, God will never forsake you.
通常是人先离弃了神。
Usually it's human beings that forsake God first.
所以我们不要离弃神。
So let us not forsake God.
我们天国的路要走到最后。
We have to walk till the end in this heavenly journey.
常常纪念主的死。
We must often remember the Lord's death.
我们可以被人离弃。
We can be forsaken by others.
可以被先生离弃。
We can be forsaken by our husband.
太太离弃。
By our wife.
朋友离弃。
By our friends.
这个社会都发生很多。
This happens every day in society.
很有可能最亲近的人可以离弃你。
Very possibly, the one that you trust and love the most will turn their back on you.
最重要，不要被神离弃。
But what's most important is that we have to make sure God does not forsake us.
神也答应绝不离弃我们。
And God has promised us that He will never forsake us.
希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你。”也不丢弃你，主耶稣圣经的话感动了我们，安慰我们。
The words from the scriptures comforted us.
主耶稣绝对不离弃我们。
God says, He will never leave us.
所以我们今天放心。
So today we can take heart.
我们自己不要远离神。
Let us not forsake the Lord.
每次想要犯罪的时候
，Every time when we are about to sin，
想起荆棘的冠冕。
Let's remember the crown of thorns.
每次。要放弃的时候
，Every time when we are about to give up，
想起主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
Let's remember how Jesus was crucified for us。
有个弟兄啊，他做负责人。
There was a brother, he was a church member. He was a church board member.
做了几年之后啊，他很灰心。
After a few years, he became very frustrated.
他已经准备好了。
And he was prepared.
我既然被选了，我就要做完这一任。
That since I have already been elected, I will finish my term.
啊，但是呢。但是呢，我下次我绝对不要再被选的了。
However, next time I will make sure that I won't get elected.
啊，他已经决定好。
He was determined.
我不要再做任何的圣工了。
That I don't want to do any more holy work.
因为他在做圣工当中受伤了。
Because he was hurt in his servitude.
有一次灵恩会。
one Holy Communion.
来祷告。
He came to pray.
祷告的时候，突然间看到一个异象。
And in his prayer, he saw a vision.
主耶稣钉在十字架上面。
He saw the Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross.
哇，本来从很远很远那个地方。
He saw this vision and this picture.
越来越近，越来越近，越来越近。
Was very far away, and slowly it became closer and closer to him.
看到主耶稣的手被钉穿了。
And eventually, it was so close that he saw the nail-pierced hand of Jesus.
主耶稣跟他讲。
And Jesus said to him,
我这样爱你。
I love you so.
你怎么样爱我？
How do you return your love?
他在祷告里面大哭。
And in his prayer, he cried.
主啊，我不敢了。
And he told God that he told the Lord that I won't do that anymore.
我对不起你。
I really fall short of your expectation.
一点点事我就灰心了。
Just one small matter, it can cause me to be that frustrated.
一点点事我就放弃了。
Just one small matter, it caused me to almost give up.
所以圣餐就是要让我们纪念主的死。
So the Holy Communion is so that we can remember the Lord's death.
主绝对不离弃我们，除非我们先离开主。
The Lord will never forsake us unless we forsake Him first.
再来，圣餐里是跟我们灵魂有关系的。
Also, the Holy Communion relates to our soul.
约翰福音。
John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
53节。
Verse 53.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。54节。
54.
吃我肉喝我血的就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。喝我肉喝吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。主耶稣这里亲自的解释圣餐里的奥秘。
Here Jesus explained to us himself the mystery of the Holy Communion.
看起来那个是饼。
On the surface, it seems like it is a piece of bread.
这是经过祷告。经过大家一起祷告，圣灵运行之后呢
？But after, after we pray together and after the work of the Holy Spirit,
这个饼啊，就变成主耶稣的肉。
This bread turned into the flesh of Jesus.
啊，物质没有改变，灵里面改变了。
In substance, it does not change, but spiritually it changed.
所以你吃了就等于吃了主耶稣的肉。
So when you partaking it, it is as if you have partaking the flesh of Jesus.
就有主耶稣的生命在里面。
And then you will have the life of the Lord Jesus in you.
末日我们要主耶稣叫我们复活。
And the end of days, God will, the Lord Jesus will raise us up.
所以领圣餐是很重要。
So to partake in the Holy Communion is very important.
我们温哥华教会一年只有四次领圣餐的机会。
In our Vancouver church, every year we only have 4 opportunities to come to partake in the Holy Communion.
对于我们所有有受洗的本会的信徒来说，领圣餐是我们的权利，也是我们的义务。
For all of us who have been baptized into the True Jesus Church, to partake in the Holy Communion is our right as well as our obligations.
很看重圣餐的。
We have to take this very seriously.
常常领圣餐的。
And those who partake in this often.
在圣餐里面反省自己的。
And those who examine themselves before partaking it.
领完圣餐之后，他的信心都会进步了。
After partaking in the Holy Communion, their faith will improve.
如果把圣餐看轻微了。
If someone takes this Holy Communion lightly,
不看重圣餐的，
and they don't take this seriously,
不是有什么特别的事情，而是故意不来的，
and without any legitimate excuses, they avoid partaking in it.
领不到圣餐啊，他的属灵的生命就会渐渐的退步啊。
Their spiritual life will gradually take a step backward.
所以我们今天，现在我们要来领圣餐。
So now we will partake in the Holy Communion.
我们要以一颗敬虔的心来准备好自己。
We have to prepare ourselves with a reverent heart.
在祷告的当中反省自己，到底有什么做错了没有
？In our prayer, we examine ourselves to see if we have done any wrong.
如果有了，我们就悔改，求神赦免。
If we have, then we repent and we ask God for His forgiveness.
如果你心里还不平安的，那暂时不要领受。
If there's still unrest in your heart, then perhaps this time refrain from taking it.
犯了致死的罪的，也不可以领受。
If you have committed deadly sins, refrain from taking it as well.
如果还没有在本会受洗的，也请暂时等待啊，等你洗了礼之后，进入这个属灵的团契啊，再来领受。
And if for those who have not been baptized into the True Jesus Church, we also kindly ask you to refrain from taking it this time until you have been baptized into our church.
这个是用纯小麦加水做的无酵饼。
This is made from pure flour mixed with water.
啊，没有经过发酵。
And there's no yeast.
啊，预表主耶稣是圣洁的，没有罪的。
It signifies that the Lord Jesus is holy and without sin.
我们人虽然很多，那只有一个饼，代表我们是一个身体。
Even though we are many, but there's only one bread, which signifies that we are of one body.
教会只有一个。
And that there's only one church.
啊，身体也只有一个。
There's only one body.
现在我们一起。虔诚的心，一起跪下默祷，来祝谢这个饼。
Now we, with a reverent heart, let's all kneel down and pray and consecrate this bread.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give thanks.
慈爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord, we praise you and thank you.
今天弟兄姐妹来到你的面前。
Today, the brothers and sisters come before you
来聆听你的话语
to listen to your words
来纪念你的死
to remember your death
让我们想起你多么爱我们
so that we can remember how much you love us
你不单只创造了我们
you not only created us
养育了我们
and raised us up
不单只给我们生命
not only gave us life
更给我们属灵的生命
but also you give us spiritual life
我们以前活在罪中
in the past we lived in sin
不认识你
We didn't know you.
但是经过你的拣选
But through your select, through you choosing us,
我们可以在一个身体，在教会里面。
We can come to this church and become one part of the body.
常常享用，得到你的恩典。
And we can enjoy your grace often.
但是我们是软弱的。
But we are weak.
我们带着这个肉体。
In our fleshly body,
在世界上生活，遇到很多试探引诱。
In this world, we face a lot of temptations.
有时候不小心犯罪得罪你。
Sometimes we sin and we offend against you.
有时候我们因为世界生活很忙碌。
Sometimes because we're so busy.
忽略了信仰。
And we neglected our faith.
把自己看得很重要。
And we put so much emphasis on ourselves.
忘记要爱你更深。
And we forget that we have to love you more.
但是主，感谢你的帮助。
But Lord, thank you for your help.
让我们透过领圣餐，再次思考你为我们。所受的苦。
So that through partaking the Holy Communion, once again we can reflect on the pains that you suffered for us.
你本来美好的身体为我们被打破了。
Your body was broken for us.
好像这个饼被打开一样。
Just like this bread which is broken.
你的头在流血。
Your head was bleeding.
手在流血。
Your hands were bleeding.
背在流血。
And your back was bleeding.
身体被打破，这是为了我们。
Your body was broken for us.
主啊，你何等爱我们。
Oh Lord, how much you love us.
我们何等的不配。
And how much are we not worthy to receive this?
今天在你面前。
But today we come before you.
求你按照你丰盛的恩典。
May you do in accordance with your abundant grace.
按照你的应许。
In accordance with your promise.
将这个饼灵化成为你的身体。
To spiritualize this bread into your flesh.
让我们领了之后有属灵的生命在我们里面。
So that after we partake in this, we will have spiritual life in us.
让我们更加热心。
So that we can have more zeal.
更加爱你。
We can love you more.
高举你的圣名。
And we can exalt your holy name.
过一个属灵的生活。
And we can live a life that is spiritual.
主，我们这样恳求，求你答应我们。
Oh Lord, we pray to you this way. May you answer our prayer.
愿一切荣耀、颂赞都归于主耶稣你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
直到永永远远。
To forever.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
现在我们来请唱赞美诗啊，坐着唱四十八首，请马太执事。
Now let's sing hymn 48. Thank you.
请黄约瑟执事、Sylvester弟兄、玛利亚执事、Helena姐妹来分饼。
Can Deacon Huang, Brother Sylvester, Deacon Mary, and Sister Helena.
我们再唱第七十六首。我们领了之后，叫默祷，感谢来领受。
Let's sing hymn 76. After we get the bread, let's pray in silence and then receive it.
这一瓶是用纯葡萄压榨打成的葡萄汁。
This grape juice is made from grapes.
我们现在一起来跪下祝谢。
Let's all kneel down together and consecrate this grape juice.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we consecrate this grape.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们已经领受了你的身体。
We've already partake in your flesh.
主啊，我们再一次跪在你的面前。
And Lord, we again kneel down before you.
以最敬虔、最感谢的心向你祷告。
With a reverent heart and with a heart of thanksgiving, we pray to you.
求你按照你的应许。
May you do in accordance with your promise.
你的灵的同在。
And the abundance of your spirit.
将这一瓶纯葡萄汁灵化成为你的宝血。
To spiritualize this grape juice into your precious blood.
因为我们领了之后，有属灵的生命在我们里面。
So that after we partake in it, we will have spiritual life in us.
你在我们里面，我们里面，我们也在你里面。
That you will remain in us and we in you.
主啊，我们在世上有很多的软弱。
Lord, in this world we have a lot of troubles.
我们都爱自己。
And we love ourselves.
多过爱你。
More than we love you.
爱世界的享受。
We love the enjoyments of this world more than we love you.
爱自己的家庭，自己的儿女都不爱你。
We love our family and our children more than we love you.
爱自己的事业，爱自己的钱财都不爱你。
And we love our career and our wealth more than we love you.
因为我们原来没有想到。
Because we don't realize.
你原来比那些东西更重要。
That you are more important than them all.
如果没有你。
Without you.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
没有你给我们生命气息。
Without you giving us life and breath,
我们根本没有办法活在世上。
We can't even live on this earth.
没有你拣选我们进到真教会里面。
Without you choosing us into the true church,
我们也没有永远的生命跟盼望。
We will have no hope for eternal life.
今天我们什么都得到。
Today we have it all.
但是有时候我们却会忘记你。
But sometimes we forget you.
主啊，透过这个圣餐。
Oh Lord, through this holy communion.
再一次激发我们爱你的心。
Please again, compel our love.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都可以为主耶稣而活。
So that all brothers and sisters can live for the Lord Jesus.
2009年，我们从你那边得到很多的恩典。
In 2009, we have received so much grace from you.
我们立志从今天开始来报答你。
And we are determined that from this day on, we will repay you.
更爱你。
To love you more.
为你而活。
To live for you.
因为你太爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
好像这些葡萄被压榨。
Just as these grapes that have been pressed.
你把你身体上每一滴宝血为我们流出。
You gave up all the blood of your in you for us.
毫无保留的爱我们。
You didn't leave one single drop. You love us without reservation.
你爱我们胜过我们的父母。
You love us more than our parents.
主啊，我们希望我们也可以爱你。
Oh Lord, we want to love you too.
来报答你的恩典。
So that we can repay your grace.
愿你借着这个圣餐加给我们力量。
Through this holy communion, please add to us strength.
赦免我们的罪过。
And to forgive our iniquities.
让我们重新得力，奔跑天国的道路。
So that we can regain our strength and continue on this path to heaven.
让我们可以在温哥华这个地方荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
So that we can exalt your holy name and bring glory to you in Vancouver.
过一个基督徒发光的生活。
To lead a life of a good Christian.
为主耶稣努力的传扬福音。
To labor for the spreading of your gospel.
我们今天向你祷告，求你垂听，请成全。
We pray to you this way, may you listen and answer us.
一切荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请继续唱赞美诗第77首。
Let's continue to sing hymn 77.
唱完就唱98首。
Afterwards, let's sing 98.
路彼得执事、永飞弟兄、Monica 姐妹、玉明姐妹来分杯。
Can Deacon Peter, Luke, Brother Junfei, Sister Monica, and Sister Yuming come and help hand out the cups?
唱诗九十七首。
Let's sing hymn 97.
So 对人定断
永远的103首
我灵验有你
感谢主，我们已经领了主的肉和主的血。
Thank the Lord, we have already partaken in His flesh and blood.
最后，我们来唱诗297首。
Lastly, we will sing hymn 297.
为主，我力何支？